This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the sixth and final week of early spring, the 17th week of the natural year. As early spring comes to a close, then morning cloak butterflies, the question marks, the tortoise shells, and the cabbage butterflies come out. And when that happens, catfish are getting ready to feed in the rivers, and goldfinches are turning gold in the honeysuckles. The pre-dawn chorus of birds begins near 5 o'clock. Later in the day, flickers and pileated woodpeckers call. Winged ants will be flying then, and garter snakes will be lying out sunning. When butterflies appear, spring picks up speed, and the number of new plants increases every day, even though the air is cool. Whenever butterflies emerge, hepatica, bloodroot, and twin leaf are pushing out. Toad trillium and Dutchman's breeches are ready to open. The foliage of wild geranium, clover, and columbine is growing. September's zigzag goldenrod is 2 inches long. Leaves of the golden Alexander are 1 inch across. All these events are signs that the western sandhill cranes are migrating through the Rocky Mountains, and that the eastern cranes are moving up through Ohio. The road to Savannah is green with leaves half emerged. Wisteria is fragrant along the Georgia coast, and fields of rice show off their purple blossoms. In Alabama, it's time for redbud trees and pears to bloom. On the outskirts of New Orleans, wintercress is going to seed, and huge, squat, yellow thistles grow beside the roads. In the French Quarter, azaleas and camellias are wide open, and yellow daylilies and the crepe myrtles are flowering. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle spring. In the meantime, watch for golden forsythia flowers to open the visual passageway to middle spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.